Coming up on Locked On Dodgers, we are picking which Christmas songs represent which former Dodgers. It's Christmas week. There's no news going on, but we got plenty of Dodger stuff to talk about and Christmas stuff. So let's get Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Dodger fans. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, and this is Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm flying solo today. Vince will be with you some of the time this week. I will be with you other times. We might do a show together. We'll see. It's Christmas week, so who knows what's going to happen. We want to thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every day. Remember, this show is free and available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube simply by searching for Locked On Dodgers. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. And like I said, today we are going to be talking about which Christmas songs represent which former Dodgers. I teased this a week or two ago, and I thought we were going to end up doing the current Dodgers roster, but as I dug into it, it was more fun with former Dodgers. You know, you can dig into more personalities that way. And, you know, let's face it, I really liked my Kike Hernandez analogy. So if you missed my teaser the other week, that's the one we're going to start with. That's going to be this whole episode, is just me talking about Christmas songs and which former Dodgers are similar to those songs in what ways. First, I want to remind you, if you don't already subscribe to Locked On Dodgers on YouTube and or wherever you get podcasts, please go ahead and do that. It really helps us out. And whenever you sit down on your couch or get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right, so our first song is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Look, the talent is obvious. Overall, it's quite likable, but this time of year especially, overexposure can make it a bit tiring, gets played a lot, you hear a lot of it, you know. And so I thought, you know, obvious talent, mostly likable, overexposed, maybe gets a little tiring after a while. Clearly, Kike Hernandez. Everybody loves Kike, except for the people who can't stand him. And there's not a lot of in-between, and that's definitely the same with All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. That one I had already teased the other week, so I won't go too much into it. Next one, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Look, here's the inside scoop on this song. It wasn't actually Grandma who got run over. It was just a kind of pear-shaped person wearing old lady glasses and pearls. It was Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson got run over by a reindeer, and everybody thought it was Grandma because of what he was wearing. Our next one, All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth. Do you remember a couple years ago when Christopher Negron, remember him? He was on the Dodgers and he was playing right field and went for a ball, dove for a ball, and ended up face planting into the grass, missed the ball by, I don't know, 8 or 10 feet, ended up spending some time on the injured list. I think it was a strained neck, they said, but I wouldn't be surprised if he lost a couple teeth too. And so All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth. Definitely goes to Christopher Negron, who now works in the Mariners organization. I think their front office. Next one, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. There are a lot of different versions of this song. I'm not going to focus on the creepy little girl, Gayla Peavy, who sang the original. Oh, man, she's awful. Some versions, Casey Musgraves has a really pleasant sounding version of this. I don't care much for the other girl. What's her name? She used to be young, Leanne Rimes. I guess she used to be young applies to most singers. But Leanne Rimes has a version. I don't like it too much, but I like Casey Musgraves fine. But regardless of which version, I'm just talking about the song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. I start thinking, which former Dodger might legitimately want a hippo for Christmas and might be surprised to learn that hippos are dangerous? And since I already used Jock Peterson for another song, because let's face it, it's probably Jock, but I went with Mickey Hatcher. Mickey Hatcher, to me, for those of you who aren't old enough to remember Mickey Hatcher, I don't think Mickey Hatcher was dumb, but I think Mickey Hatcher was footloose and fancy free, you know, not a care in the world. Mickey Hatcher seems like the kind of guy who might want a hippopotamus for Christmas. And you know what? He's so likable. He might talk somebody and get him one. I hope not though, because the hippo will eat you up, even if it is vegetarian. I've heard the hippos cause more deaths in humans than any other animal in the world, except for mosquitoes. I don't know. I might've just made that up. We'll see. Our next song, last song of this segment. I think we're going to have 17 or so total songs, but we'll wrap up this first segment with this one. Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon. I don't know if you guys know this song, So This Is Christmas, and it ends with kids chanting, War is over. John Lennon was a legitimately great musician, but that song, it's a pile of garbage. I don't know. John Lennon, after he left the Beatles, maybe it's Yoko Ono's fault. I don't know. But that song, just like Imagine, it's just a garbage song. But Lennon was legitimately great. So I started thinking, okay, who was somebody who was legitimately great and then in their Dodgers career was just garbage? And it's got to be Jason Schmidt for me. Jason Schmidt, when he was on the, well, Jason Schmidt is hard to say. When he was on the Giants, he was great. He was a Cy Young contender, very, very good. And then signed a 3-year contract with the Dodgers and pile of garbage. Jason Schmidt was probably never as good as John Lennon was, but he was very good. And, you know, he was maybe not as bad as Happy Christmas, War is Over is, but he was really bad. You know, between injury, I think he only pitched like 4 games with the Dodgers in his 3-year contract. Just a bust. And, you know, Jason Schmidt is the Happy Christmas, War is Over of baseball. So I'm going to take a quick break. I think I got like 12 more. We're going to talk about a lot of these different Christmas songs. First, I want to thank you again for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every day. It means a lot to us. We really enjoy talking Dodgers with you, and we hope you enjoy hearing us talk Dodgers. So I will be back in a second to talk more about Christmas songs and former Dodgers. So keep it locked on Dodgers. Hey, you know what I like talking about almost as much as the Dodgers? Built Bar. I legitimately love them. Like, other than baseball cards, Built Bars might be the thing I own the most of. You open up my pantry and it looks like it has been overrun by Built Bar. Some that they've sent me, that one of the perks of being an advertiser for them is they send us some stuff once in a while. Also a whole bunch that I've just bought because when the cookie dough chunk was available and I saw the email saying, hey, last day to order cookie dough chunk before we take it away for a while, I'm like, yeah, I'll buy 3 boxes. Did the same thing with coconut brownie chunk. I think I still have some of the grasshopper ones left. They're all delicious and they're all healthy. They're great if you want just a healthy snack. You want something, if you just want a candy bar that you don't have to feel guilty about, Built Bar is the way to go. They have a ton of different flavors. There's going to be something you like. If you haven't been to built.com, go look at it. Look at the flavors. You're going to find something you like. If you're not sure, just order a mix box. They'll send you a box full with 2 of a bunch of different flavors. You can see what you like and what you don't like as much. And then your next box, you can really hone in and order just what you want. At this Christmas time, we're used to eating delicious stuff. And Built Bar fits right in. And the best part is, even after Christmas is over, you can still keep eating the Built Bar, even once your New Year's resolutions and diet and all that have started. Because Built Bar, it's all low fat, low calorie, high protein, low carb, low sugar, all the good highs, all the good lows, whatever you want in food, Built Bar is it. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15, and you will get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Let's jump back into our former Dodgers and Christmas songs. Who best represents the Christmas songs? Again, thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every day. And let's start this segment with Do They Know It's Christmas? If you're not familiar with this song, this is that song from the mid-80s. The group, it was called Band Aid. It was just a bunch of famous singers. Bono from U2 is in there. I think Cyndi Lauper's in there. A bunch of different people. Stevie Wonder probably seems like something he would have been involved with. Bunch of great singers for a really good cause. It's hard to hate this song because it really means well. But if you pay attention, the execution is just awful. Like, the lyrics are terrible. It's like so much wrong with this song. Like, Do They Know It's Christmas? It's saying, hey, did you know these starving kids in Africa, they don't even know it's Christmas? And they actually sing, but there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. Okay, you know what? For all the starving and, you know, not having shoes and stuff, I think not having snow is probably the least of their concerns. In a lot of ways, it's a blessing, you know, since they don't have shirts or shoes or whatever. So maybe not the best way. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. That's kind of true for all of us. Tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. How does that prayer go? Dear God, thank you for making the people in Africa starve instead of me. Like, come on. So, you know, I get what they were trying to do. Like I said, you can't hate the song too much because it means well, but the execution and lyrics are terrible. And so I thought, okay, somebody who you can't really hate, he means well, he serves an important role, but the execution is just bad. I went Tim Fedorovich. Every team needs a backup catcher, but ideally you'd want one who can at least do something. And Tim Fedorovich, that dude could not hit. Although I was reminded today that back in 2013, June 11th, I think, Yasiel Puig had only been in the big leagues a week and a half or so, and the Dodgers had that big brawl with the Diamondbacks. It was kicked off by Ian Kennedy throwing at Yasiel Puig's head and then throwing up near Zach Greinke's head. I don't remember why I was reading that about that game, but I remember that Tim Fedorovich actually had the big hit for the Dodgers, a three-run double in the Dodgers 5-3 victory. So I think that might have been Tim Fedorovich's only hit with the Dodgers in his 18-year Dodger career. I didn't look that up. But, yeah, Tim Fedorovich, you can't hate him. He means well, serves an important role, but execution is just terrible. Next song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Again, a lot of different versions. I like the original by Brenda Lee. It's in Home Alone, a lot of fun. Just high-quality song, very fun. You know, maybe not the best song, but a good song. I don't think anybody dislikes it. It's really good, very fun, and you can dance to it. And when you talk about good, fun, and dancing, that's Alex Verdugo, right? And, you know, so Alex Verdugo is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Next song, I'm Getting Nuttin' for Christmas. Okay, which former Dodger would put a tack on teacher's chair or fill a sugar bowl with ants or tie a knot in Susie's hair or any of those other things that this kid sings about? The reason he's getting nuttin' for Christmas is because he's kind of a little a-hole, but in kind of a jokester way. Well, it's got to be either Jay Johnstone or Roger McDowell, two of the most famous pranksters in baseball history. Both did play for the Dodgers. I went with Jay Johnstone just because he was more of a true Dodger. Roger McDowell, you know, you think of him more as a Met, probably. He had his famous Seinfeld moments with the Mets. And so Jay Johnstone, more of a true Dodger. And so Jay Johnstone is I'm Getting Nuttin' for Christmas. Up next, we've got the Christmas song, which, if you don't know it by the title, it's Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. You know that song. Look, every Christmas album ever made has a version of this song on it. None of the versions are great, but all of them are solid. It's a very, you know, low ceiling but high floor kind of song. It's not going to be a banger. It's not going to be your number one hit, but it's definitely going to fill an important role in your album. It's a good, solid song. It's a lot of fun. Like, you know, I really like the song, but most people probably don't have a strong opinion on it. But if it wasn't on the album, you're like, oh, that album could have used one more solid song. You know what? They should have put the Christmas song on there. So it's the relief. It's like the reliever that every great team has. But in fact, not even just every great team. Every team has this reliever. He's never going to be a legend, but you need him in your bullpen. He is Dylan Floro. The Christmas song is Dylan Floro. Up next, Baby It's Cold Outside. Trevor Bauer, of course. Moving on. I fit Trevor Bauer in because even though he's not technically a former Dodger yet, he was referred to by Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts referred to Bauer during the season last year as, or referred to his former teammates, talking about the current Dodgers. So it's good enough for me. Next song, Step Into Christmas by Elton John. All right. I don't know if you know this song. It's a fun song. The very first line of Step Into Christmas is, "Welcome to my Christmas song." Like, the first line is "Welcome to my Christmas song." Personally, I think every song should start with a greeting that presents the genre of song. You know, Metallica songs. "Hey, we're going to sing some heavy metal now." You know, whatever it is. So I really like that about Step Into Christmas, that like five words into it, you know, this is a Christmas song. It's like a baseball player introducing himself to you and saying, "Hello, I am baseball player." And for me, that's either Jerry Sands or Chris Heidsie. Just, you know, the guy, "Hey, who are you?" "I'm baseball player." "Oh, hi, baseball player. I'm Jeff. Good to meet you. Do you have a name?" "I probably do, but it's not important. I am baseball player." Jerry Sands or Chris Heidsie. I'm going to go with Chris Heidsie because he was better than Jerry Sands. And let's face it, Elton John is great. So Even if the song isn't great, you know, I'm not going to stick Elton John with Jerry Sands. He's Chris Heisey. Next song, White Christmas. Look, Steve Howe was too obvious for White Christmas. So let's go with Esteban Loaiza, who a few years ago was arrested with 44 pounds of cocaine in his possession. There's plenty of songs about snow and white and stuff, but White Christmas is probably the most famous. And, you know, not to make light of Esteban Loaiza's issues, obviously Steve Howe, his issues ultimately ended in his untimely demise at age 48. So, you know, we won't dig in too much, but let's just say if White Christmas wasn't about snow, it would be about Esteban Loaiza. So I'm going to take another break. We're going to come back in a minute and do our last few several songs and which former Dodgers they represent. So thank you again for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every day, and keep it locked on Dodgers. Hey, BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues its march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, our last few. And now, I want to get your guys' feedback. When this episode's over, if I missed a song or a player, if you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear them. Maybe we'll share them on a future episode. Any former Dodgers or current Dodgers who you think are represented well by a Christmas song. I did Step Into Christmas by Elton John earlier, and a song that I kind of associate with that one is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. I'm not sure why I do, but you know, Wonderful Christmas Time, it's fun, it's catchy, it's by the legendary Paul McCartney. It seems like it should be great, but if you pay a little closer attention, like, the lyrics are pretty dumb. Like, it actually says, the choir of children sing their song, they've practiced all year long, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Look, if I've been driving my kid to practice all year long, hey, oh, we got to get to practice for your Christmas concert. I know it's a pain, but it's Paul McCartney. You're being taught by Paul McCartney. He's a legend. He was in the Beatles. Go learn. I can't wait to watch this Christmas concert in 9 months, in 8 months, in 6 months. Wow, it's finally December. Finally, we can go to this Christmas concert, kid. I am so excited to see what you've learned from the legendary Paul McCartney. When you've practiced all year long, and then your kid gets up there and the concert is a bunch of stupid kids saying ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on, Paul. I'm demanding a refund. Look, Paul, I know you're a legend. You didn't teach my kid crap. He could have learned that at home. I've been paying for these lessons. What kind of sham are you pulling? You're like the Music Man going from town to town, starting up a boys band. Come on, Paul McCartney, garbage. So anyway, sorry, that was my Wonderful Christmas Time rant, but let's see. Tons of potential, poor execution. Sounds like Yasiel Puig to me. Yasiel Puig is Wonderful Christmas Time. Whew. Up next, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. A lot of different versions of this song, but specifically the Bruce Springsteen version. Look, the first time I heard it, I hated it simply because I could not get past the fact that Bruce Springsteen is a bad singer. He's famous, he's legendary, and yet the thing he's famous for, being a singer, he's not very good at. Like, his parents maybe should have taken him to some Paul McCartney lessons, although maybe he just learns ding dong, I don't know. But Bruce Springsteen, I know he's got charisma, I know he, you know, he's probably a good songwriter or something, but the dude can't sing very well. But then, you know, that seemed like an insurmountable challenge to me. But over time, I grew to like the song. At first, it was ironic. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, and I do my impression. Santa Claus is coming to town. But then over time, like, I realized I actually legitimately love this song now. And it got me thinking about a former Dodger who, before he came to the Dodgers, I hated him. And, you know, I had real issues with him. He was on a couple World Series champion teams. Two different teams that won the World Series with him. And I'm like, this guy's not very good, and he's ugly, and he's obnoxious, and I can't stand him. Then he came to the Dodgers, And over time, I'm like, okay, I can ironically like this guy, I guess. And eventually, by the end, I really loved him. So what I'm saying is, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen is the Juan Uribe of Christmas songs. Up next, two versions of the same song, Santa Baby by Madonna and Santa Baby by Taylor Swift. It's the same song, but Madonna's version is so bad. You just want to stick a fork in your ear and never take it out, so you never have to hear the song again. Like, no one needs to hear a creepy old lady seducing an overweight married old man. And Madonna's Santa Baby. Shut up, Madonna. You're gross. And then Taylor Swift's version is catchier, and it's not creepy. It's more of a Santa Baby, bring me this good stuff kind of feel, instead of a Santa Baby, I'm taking off all of my clothes. Probably more than you guys signed up for with Locked On Dodgers. I apologize, but you know, Taylor Swift's version, it's better. It's still not good. Like, this song is, it's still, everybody would be better off just not singing it. But if you're going to sing the song, you need to do it more like Taylor Swift's version. It's not creepy. And so the Madonna version is Aaron Miles. And then the Taylor Swift version is Aaron Miles' teammate on the 2011 Dodgers, who was essentially the same person, except, you know, better at baseball. And that's Jamie Carroll. So Santa Baby by Madonna, Aaron Miles, Santa Baby by Taylor Swift, Jamie Carroll. Two more. Next one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Look, Rudolph, he's remembered for only one thing. He didn't get to play many games with his buddies because of physical issues, but when they needed him most, he stepped up, and he was a gosh darn hero. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is Kirk Gibson. High fly nose into Christmas Eve, she is gone. I didn't handle that Vin Scully impression very well, but it's probably better than my Madonna impression a minute ago. But yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Kirk Gibson, like, you've never seen him in the same room because they're the same person. Last one, Must Be Santa. Do you know this one? Like, who's got a beard that's rolled and white? Santa's got a beard that's something white. Who comes around on a special night? Santa comes around on a special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Hope YouTube doesn't nail me for copyright infringement because I just nailed that one. So this song's all about a guy who's distinctive for his weird style choices, including his facial hair. I used Kike Hernandez for the first one, so he's not eligible anymore. So this one is going to Scott Van Slyke. Who's got a weird, weird Fu Manchu? Who this year, for some reason, has a big bushy beard? Who's not very good at baseball, but people like him? Who brought around a bubble machine? Scott Van Slyke. Scott Van Slyke. Must be Scotty. Must be Scotty. Yeah, so Scott Van Slyke is Must Be Santa. Look, there's a lot more I could have done. You know, there's a lot of more songs and obviously a lot more former Dodger players. And maybe as I've been talking, you have had an idea of somebody I missed. I would love to hear them from you. That's all I have for today. I thought I might open another pack of baseball cards, but it's Christmas week. You probably don't need to spend too much time listening to podcasts. Go be with your family, you know? If you haven't wrapped all your presents yet, go wrap your presents. If you didn't get something for your special significant other yet, you've forgotten, consider this a reminder, and you can thank me for saving your relationship. But whatever it is, Merry Christmas, or whatever you celebrate, or just, you know, this time of year, even if you don't celebrate anything, it's a fun time of year. It's pretty. It's snowing where I am. Lights are cool. All that stuff. I hope you have a wonderful week. We will be with you every day this week, probably with some pre-recorded content. I do know in the next day or two, we're going to have an interview with Dodgers minor leaguer John Rooney, which should be a lot of fun. He's a pitching prospect. So we're going to have episodes all week. So we hope you will continue to be with us. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every day. And now for your second listen, check out Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. If you're not listening to or watching Locked On Dodgers every day, we would love if you would add 1 or 2 days a month to your rotation. Even if you're listening on the podcast and want to later watch it on YouTube, do that too. Maybe your family will enjoy watching it with you. If you have friends or family who love the Dodgers as much as you do, tell them about the show. Maybe they'll like it. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Samperio. I am on Twitter at Snydog, and the DMs are open in all of those places. Our email address is lockedondodgers@gmail.com. And our phone number for voicemails or texts is 323-863-LOCK-5625. We are here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be here with us. When you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree, you just have to listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.